Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
Good morning, sir. I am doing well. I'm worn out. You guys have been working me hard. We've been doing a lot of remotes. We're moving studios all over the place. I'm worn out.
I know. We just, this weekend, we spent some quality time with our friends at Junior Achievement.
That was fun, but I mean, those kids, they have a lot of energy, and they had, you know, I am not unaccustomed to asking the crowd, are there any questions that we could field for you? And usually the adults smile and nod, we break, we go home, we have a drink. You tell a bunch of kids that are really excited about having their own radio show that, and they ask you questions for like 2.5 hours.
I know, didn't count on that.
And, you know, I didn't have all the answers either, so that was different. That is going to be a lot of fun, though, having those kids go out, invite executives to come on the show. And then they're going to conduct the interviews. They're going to prepare for the interviews. They're going to post the stuff. That's going to be a neat partnership.
Yes, I am looking forward to the beginning of that.
That's good. That's going to be fun stuff. Today is good. Today we have a studio full. And first up on Atlanta Business Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the executive chef maybe at the Top Floor restaurant, Mr. Shane Devereaux. Welcome to the show, man.
That's correct. Thanks for having me.
Executive chef. So you got to jump through some hoops to be an executive chef. What do you got to pass a test or what?
Roll the right dice.
Yeah. Were you the mailroom chef and you worked your way up to the executive chef? How does that work?
No, that works. Uh-huh. You start as a dishwasher.
Really? Is that true? Is that a universal truth in the food world?
Well, that's one of those white lie truths that they tell you that everybody starts in the dishwasher and then you move your way up.
So like Emeril started as a dishwasher?
Probably.
I'll tell you what I like. You know, we've had a lot of chefs through here. In fact, I think we're getting kind of serious about maybe spinning off an actual restaurant show.
Right.
But one of the things that I like is these double-breasted shirts that these guys wear.
I know, they're cool.
That is really cool.
Can anybody buy those?
Anyone can buy them. I'm just really comfortable in it, so I pretty much wear it everywhere.
It's like scrubs for cooks.
Chef scrubs.
And
it's actually the brand name of it, Chef Scrubs.
Oh, really?
No.
Now, is there like a spatula pocket or something? I see there's pens everywhere.
Pens.
Thermometers.
Right. Now, are you the kind of chef that's like that guy on TV that yells at everybody in the kitchen and makes them feel bad?
Are you the laid-back guy?
No.
You're not the
yeller? I'm not that guy.
You're not the yelly guy.
It just depends on the day. If it's a Friday night, you can be stern about it. But stern? I won't yell at you.
Do you have disappointing looks? You have a go-to disappointing look?
Yeah, it's usually followed by like a head shake and my hands go up. Like, are you serious?
Like, what?
Did you just put bread in the microwave?
Oh, that's like a cardinal sin.
That's a no-no?
Oh, I don't want to get into that.
Oh, we just got the look.
I got the look.
There you go.
Too bad that was ready.
I'll never do that again.
So what is your thing? Are you like a soup guy, a fish guy? Do you have this one great specialty that if everybody died and left you in charge, it's the only thing you would cook? Or?
I'm glad you asked me that question, Stone. No, it's a tough question to answer because they ask you every time, you know, someone finds out you are a chef or a cook and they say, what is your specialty? I can't answer that. You know,
I like
do
grits.
Cook.
How about shrimp and
everything.
Grits?
Everything. I can cook shrimp and grits.
Okay.
If you like shrimp and grits.
What if it was your...
I will cook Yankee shrimp and grits because I am from Philadelphia, so...
So what is
That's
Yankee?
What they call it. They call it Yankee grits because
adding
a different type of cheese or something else wrong. That I do doing it.
They don't put even salt and pepper on their food up there, less any spice. Dude,
we do salt and pepper.
You do a good
job
with
the
sandwiches.
That's all you have down
here. You do a good job with the hoagie. My wife's from Philadelphia.
The hoagie, yes. We do have the hoagie.
So how'd you get into this whole chef world? What were you doing before?
If you can believe it. Okay, let's take you back.
You were
my dad's side of the family is Vietnamese. So,
are you just making up stuff now?
Can't you see the Vietnamese?
This is not improv. That's how it is. My dad's Vietnamese. My mom is, as her father calls her, you're from America. So you're the mix of everything. My dad is Vietnamese, and as much as you do not see it in me, it's there. But cooking with my family that way has been a part where I got into cooking, and then I just
so your dad was a cook. Or both the parents?
Well, seeing that family, growing up with that, there was just so much cooking at home that that's what we did. And I got into that, and they just made you cook because we would have so many family outings that you just cook for them.
And now, is there a lot of formal education involved in becoming an executive chef, or is it just you pay your dues and you cook under this guy and that guy?
And you watch the Food Network for, you know, a weekend straight?
Half correct. You can watch Food Network, you grab a lot, but it's who you work with, what you learn, not necessarily where you go to school, because just like any other university, it's, why doesn't everyone go to Harvard? because there's so many different schools to go and learn from, and then you learn from everyone else. So that's what I did. To becoming an executive chef, it's just did I roll the right dice and work with the right people that like what you do? And some people have found that what I do is good, so I said yes.
So you hung around with them more?
Lately, yeah. I've been, well, I'm not from Atlanta originally, so I've been here 4 years.
He's from Vietnam.
I'm from...
kind of.
So where is...
Ho Chi Minh City, to be exact.
Top floor. Where is this place?
Top floor is on it's on Myrtle Street. It's 674 Myrtle Street. And if anyone's familiar with Mary Mac's Tea Room...
Yes.
They built that restaurant right in front of ours.
Nerve. Nerve of that.
I'm not familiar with it. What part of town?
That's downtown.
Downtown. Okay, right in the heart of things.
It's like... in the heart of downtown Midtown. It's like right at the cusp where Crawford Long or
where you know, Emory is now. We're going to be downtown, so we're going to need a go-to place to
eat.
We are.
Top floor, we are, we're open from 4:30 until 1 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday till 2 o'clock. So we are your late-night destination. If you're coming off from the airport or late-night downtown, you can come to us because we serve food till we close.
And now, is your restaurant, does it have a Vietnamese food flavor to it? Do you have any of that in there, or is it just...
Well, top floor was existing before I got there, so there was...
Yeah, but not anything like it is now, let's be honest.
You have
they got Shane Devereaux,
right?
Hey. No, there was a formula I followed with them, but there is definitely an influence from what I do.
Now, do you guys stay busy 24/7? Are you out there kind of humping it, and you're going to have to get involved in marketing too, or how does? I mean, you've been on Atlanta Business Radio now, so it's really a moot point. But up to now, how'd you get the word out?
Up to now, it's by word of mouth. We don't have a PR company either, so it's
How'd you get on this show?
Yeah, really. How'd you make the cut?
Somebody
we're
knew
top
somebody.
Floor, and somebody came to us and said, "Hey, we need you on the radio."
That must have been how it happened.
But. Marketing-wise, it's just, you know, word of mouth and what do we want next? You know, we said that a couple years ago, and then what came out of it was our other restaurant, Soundtable.
All right, talk to us about Soundtable. What's that about?
Soundtable was our more musically inclined restaurant where we would bring in nationally known DJs and just have good parties on the weekends or during the week, depending on what it was.
So you're like a party guy?
Me, no.
No, you're a homebody, just cooking?
Yeah, I don't, you know, if you look at my cupboards at home, it's like ramen noodle soup, maybe some dry milk.
Now, do you think they would listen to a business talk show and eat along with that, or they really probably want some funk or something,
they need
right?
Some.
Well, you can have funk. We're diverse in our music choices at Top Floor and Soundtable. But that's how Top Floor started, too, with one of our owners is a DJ.
Uh-huh.
And then Soundtable, now two of our owners are both well-known DJs in Atlanta.
So are you learning the DJ trade?
Not really.
Maybe the fallback position.
And they're going to be
so impressed
with us.
That's like them coming into the kitchen and saying, "Hey, I'm trying to learn the kitchen."
Yeah, but I'm
it's like, you kick you out. Just say, "No, get out, please."
So they don't give you kind of tips? They don't try to help you?
No. Well, the one tip they
Come
gave
on.
Me was,
I know
have,
they do.
I
know for sure.
I have.
Coming in there and going, you know what? I was in L.A. and they do it this way.
No, you're true. Life experiences. So I do listen to everything they have to say. One of our owners, Carl, he... very diverse. He travels the world, and a lot of flavors he likes and wants to see. So we'll try to accommodate as best we can.
Now, do customers ever ask to come back to the kitchen?
And some do.
He kind of furrowed his brow.
Yeah, you don't like that, right?
You don't like
that? Well, no. It just depends on what time of day.
You just
got to
wash your hands and not sneeze, right?
I mean, growing up in the kitchens with some of the French chefs, I mean, that's what we did. It was the show. So they wanted people to come back. They want. That's why
really?
It's so clean. That's why, you know, you're taking 2-3 hours after you're done working to clean the kitchen.
Really? Did not
Very
know that.
A pain.
So talk to us a little bit about the menu. What's on the menu down there?
Menu at Top Floor, we have, it's kind of diverse. It's like that new American bistro style. So I have a mix of everything. We have some tartars, a couple pizzas, some flatbreads.
You have pizza?
We have pizza.
Wow.
Till 1 o'clock.
I mean, they serve late. That's their value proposition. You go down there, you get a little tipsy, you know, and then you
listen
ease
to
on
some
over
music.
The top floor.
We know great cabs.
You have any bowls of noodles? Because I like that.
Every Thursday, we do noodle bowl night. So guess what today is?
Thursday.
So there's tonight. Noodle bowl night at Top Floor.
Very cool. Till like 1 o'clock or something, right?
Till it's out.
Till we're
usually,
done?
Till you're done.
And we usually sell out every Thursday.
Really?
But it's going back to the pho that I eat. Since I'm Vietnamese, so we do that every Thursday. It just changes. Sometimes I offend some people from some of the flavors I use because it's not normal. I try to do something different every week.
So what's a really cool, unique flavor that maybe most of us may not be so familiar with, but we might enjoy if we would throw our head over the fence and give it a try?
Anything you're not familiar with, throw that on your head and give it a try. So it's not any specific flavor. It's just try something that you're not normal to.
So then you might how do you develop this stuff? I mean, like you just experiment. You have a lab in your house, and you're like, let me try this.
No, he experiments on the customer. He does it on our nickel.
But it's what you see. You know, maybe this will play off each other. And then you just, when people develop and they take time, you know, if you watch some of these shows now, they say, I didn't have time to develop flavors, and I didn't know what it, you know, how this would work.
You have no empathy
for
that.
If you watch Top Chef, no,
I only watch
I don't have
Chopped.
Empathy, but I'm saying
I watch Chopped.
You went on the show, so you know you got to do something.
Exactly.
So now, do you aspire to be on one of these shows?
No.
Or
well,
you do not?
No. Oh, well, I'm still a young guy.
You are the show.
But I already won.
You already won?
I have three restaurants now and a traveling dinner party.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the traveling dinner party.
Well, no, we have Top Floor was our foundation, and then we created a dinner party that we would just go to different locations every time. No, we're the same. If it's someone's house.
A house is a location.
We did an airplane hangar at the PDK. We did the Memorial Arc building. And
so
Atlantic
some
Station.
People call this catering. You call it a traveling dinner party?
We call this traveling dinner party because it's we have an online. It's www.dinnerpartyatlanta.com.
Right.
And we're
gonna have to charge you for that, but we'll clean that up after.
That's
the
okay.
End.
I have a couple twigs here for you. I brought from Top Floor.
Thank you.
It wasn't catering because we're not doing it and busting it out and going home getting the money. We dedicated that night to just the 30 diners, so you're not part of the assembly of a restaurant where I can't wait for your seat to get up so I can fill it.
Right.
That seat's yours the whole night, and here's your 5-course with wine pairing.
Oh, so you do all that though?
Yes.
And so, I don't have a say in it?
You don't, no. You come with an open mind.
Wow.
And you don't know where the location is till the day of. You don't know what the menu is until you sit down.
Oh, so I got to be in the club to get invited to this.
Yes. You'll get an email, and then you have to sign up once it blasts. Goes pretty quick.
And then how much is this going to set me back, or does it change?
Depends on the location.
On the
depends on the...
I mean, if you're not a radio host, I imagine we'd be...
If you're not a radio host, it'll
but
be
I'm talking about
probably
people.
Somewhere between $75 and $90.
You can afford that. You make plenty of money.
That's nothing.
But wouldn't that be a cool... Well, that could be like a date night, right?
And do you get a doggy bag
or
if
what
I don't
if you
eat
get...
this? How's that work?
You'll eat it.
No, I know. But if I get full, like in the third course, can I bring some home? Or
sure, you can bring it home. You can bring what I gave you home.
I know.
Not some more.
Not more extra. I wouldn't think of
this
that.
This guy runs a tight ship. I could see but that. I like the way that it's marketed and positioned. But what if you sign up for date night with you and your wife and like she doesn't make the cut? Then does that ever happen? Or if you sign up, you get to go?
No, one person signs up, but then you let them know how many, and it's not over 4. So you can't have a party of 10 try to join.
Oh, and like make it your own
party. You can tell
party.
Your other 5 couples saying, I hope you make it.
Right. So you want a kind of an eclectic group there, and you're going to serve them what you've created.
What he damn well feels like cooking. That's what he's going to. Just like your own mother, right?
Right.
No, that's what we do.
How often does this happen?
People knowing it going in know the experience is what's going to happen. So
right.
It's who you're talking to across the table.
And it's happened just randomly? You're going to all of a sudden send an email blast out and go, guess what? Tomorrow's the day. We're going to meet
Not tomorrow like that, but we'll let you know, say, what's today? The 18th.
Right.
Hey, there's a dinner September 23rd.
Okay.
We blast an email to how many email subscribers we have. The first 30 or the first 15 who
pay.
Want tops.
You
got to
pay. You can't just put your
Let's
name
pay
in.
Pay up
right?
front.
Exactly.
So we're all committed. If you do cancel, you'll get your money back, or we'll go to another day.
All right. We got to do this with radio. We're going to do a show, and we send it out to our people and say, and charge them.
Now, why don't we get him to come to one of our places, and we'll do it at one of our studios. Would you
why don't
do
you
that?
Just
Would
bring
you
a that? Studio, and that's where dinner is, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. We'll bring a studio. And you bring the food.
That
we'll,
could be
we'll
fun.
We'll make it an event. Like
we can do that.
See that?
Does that mean seriously? Does that sound like fun? It does to me.
We can do that.
That's a little different, right? You like it. It's
we
about
like
the
different.
Experience,
we
right?
We do anything.
And then we can interview the people about...
what they're like and what they don't. We'll put you back on the spot.
Yeah,
huh?
Would that
if
be cool?
I don't know if you can handle that.
He seems very skeptical about this. We're monkeying with his formula.
I know.
I keep thinking about on-air presence.
That's you don't right. think we have it. Your DJ guys are not impressed with us.
Exactly.
We'll let your DJ owners do it.
What if I had a turntable here?
I hope they don't hear this.
I want you to seriously consider this idea, because I think that could be way cool, because we could bring the remote unit, right?
Yeah, we could be anywhere. We have a remote radio station.
Hey, if the sponsorship is right, of course.
What? And now you got your hand out.
How much do you think we should charge you? What do you think we should charge you for that?
We'll get into that. I don't really know. We have two business
partners
guy.
We
get into.
He's got to stay pure. Do the
Shane's a cook. They say, hey, there's a dinner on this day. Are you ready? And I say yes or no. I look at my calendar.
Well, to me, this is all very intriguing. And I got to go visit Top Floor. I want to do this traveling dinner thing. But I think we ought to explore this whole remote
deal.
There's
something there.
You should, because, you know, Dinner Party now created another restaurant that we're opening this fall.
Oh, wow.
That's hush hush, though, right?
No, not really.
Not now. It's on Atlanta Business Radio. It'll be in the Wall Street Journal this time tomorrow.
We applied for our liquor license, so we have a name. It's out there. No,
very cool. All right, so how do our listeners get in touch with you, learn more about this stuff, get on the magic list, or just call and harass you?
You can call. It's Top Floor is www.topfloor.com.
FLR.
FLR. No O's.
That's how cool it is. No O's.
We ran out of
paint. No vowels.
Well, they have one O.
We were on a budget when they opened of $10,000.
And one O.
We couldn't afford any O's.
They used up their two O's.
Say it again, because he interrupted you.
It's topfloorrestaurant.com, but it's topflr.com.
And the sound table?
And the sound table. That's thesoundtable.com.
And then Dinner Party Atlanta.
Dinnerpartyatlanta.com.
There's a lot of .coms.
Yeah. Well, Shane Devereaux, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is fun stuff, and I'm looking forward to
it. And it's Noodle Bowl night.
Noodle Bowl
tonight.
Night.
Tonight. Absolutely.
Tonight. I know where we're going for dinner.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, it's okay. We'll see you again. Hopefully.
It'll be next Thursday.
Day. Next Thursday, exactly. And then the next Thursday.
Perfect.
Can you hang out with us for a little while we visit with our next guest? Terrific. You might learn something from these folks.
I might.
And they may have a liquor license you can jump on.
They might know the guy who gives them to me.
That's right. They might have the inside track. Well, next up on Atlanta Business Radio is the team from Rome, Atlanta. And we have Yvonne Hill and Aaron Wood. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Yvonne, you have been on the Rome team for how long now?
I joined Rome in January.
And what have you done for these folks since January?
Brought in money.
Well, there
That's
you go.
Right. You're the salesperson.
you're the rainmaker. Mm-hmm. So give us a little bit of an overview about Rome Atlanta and what it's designed to do. How's it helping people?
Rome is a really neat place. There are a lot of people that are entrepreneurs and, they've lost their jobs and they need a place to hang out and feel good about themselves. And that's what we do. We create a fun environment for people to come to. We have Wi-Fi, we have a cafe, we have awesome coffee, but most importantly, we really have a lot of people, professionals that hang out with us. We got meeting rooms. If they have to have a private meeting, they can do that at Rome. And we go to work every day, and it doesn't feel like work. It's fun.
It sounds like it's so much better than a Starbucks, and no disrespect to Starbucks, and I love their Americano, but it's not the same professional environment that you get out of something like you guys have at all, is it?
No, because at Rome, you have business people coming. At Starbucks, you get all the children, no disrespect to the tennis moms and all the other folk that hang out there. So, no, Rome's the place to be, and if people haven't been there, I really say, come in, have a latte with us. The lattes are fantastic.
So now you have coffees there. You have wraps, right? Like kind of light food occasionally? How does that work?
We have wraps. We have sandwiches. We have awesome salads.
But you have all that stuff, but it's really a place to do work and where kind of the entrepreneur can kind of collaborate with somebody else there. And it's very friendly and people are open to meeting new people.
I would say that we're like a big family. We like to help our members. Anybody that comes in there, we introduce them to the other members. And it's just a fun place to be, to network, to work, and get out of your house. I mean, why are you working from home? Dogs barking, children crying.
Now, when you're at Rome, have you ever seen anybody that maybe had never met before meet somebody new at Rome and then actually do business? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah. And that's for me, and I think for Aaron as well, it's one of the most...
I don't know. If you, Aaron's going to have to speak for herself.
Okay. Aaron.
Hi. Yes, I've actually seen that a good bit. I've been here since April, so only a few months. But that is one of the things that I've seen a lot of and one of the things that I love to see. A lot of our members will meet each other and start doing business together. It's a lot of small companies.
But, like, how does that even happen? I mean, I can't even imagine being at a Starbucks and somebody coming up to me and saying, hey, what are you working on? Like, that's just never going to happen.
That would never happen at a... like.
Right. How does it happen in Rome? What do you do to facilitate that?
Well, it's an environment that we try to foster. So we do have things like a member directory that is available to our members so that they can see who all the other members are and what their business is and their contact information and who their ideal client is, things like that. We also have... among our staff, we've got Renee as well as myself, who we really try to get to know the members. And so if there's a certain need that they have within their business, oftentimes we have a member that does that, that we can say, you need to meet so-and-so. They do exactly that. So there's a lot of connections that we try to facilitate as well.
Oh, so you go out of your way to kind of make that connection.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. I would say Rome's a community.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to talk.
Shane didn't know
again.
That we Shane cut him out.
Sorry, Shane.
Welcome to the conversation, Shane.
I'm sorry. I'm writing questions. trying to figure out what.
So, what do you need to know from?
No, are there like offices? Are they in their own little? Or is it just one room?
I probably shouldn't bring Starbucks into this, but it's.
We're just hammering Starbucks.
Sorry, really?
There goes the Starbucks sponsorship.
Yeah, that's out the window.
It's okay, Caribou's here now.
Doesn't feature. But it's kind of like Starbucks, but it's a lot bigger, and it has meeting rooms. So the meeting rooms are like either for 4 people, 8 people, 15 people, and then we have a really big, large meeting room, can accommodate 30 people, classroom style, or 50 people, theater style. And what we find is a lot of companies in the area like to do off-site meetings, and they come to us. So that's what I do. I go out and meet with the different companies and tell them the value that they're going to get at Rome.
Right. So it has everything that an office would have, except it also kind of, it's like a combination of an office and a Starbucks.
And the format, it's a membership format, right?
You, right,
there's
you have
a
to
couple
be a
different
member.
Levels of member. You have to be a member. You don't have to be a member to go in. I don't know. I don't get it. Talk through the whole membership thing.
Well, you sorry. You can come in and you can work at Rome. You have Wi-Fi. We don't charge for that, and we encourage people to come in. The membership.
So there's no charge for that. I can just right off. I mean, just walk in.
Even Lee Cantor
even
can walk
me.
In.
And we do have an open cafe area with a lounge area and table set up, so you don't have to be in a room.
Right.
So we've got kind of both.
Cool.
We've got the conference rooms and all.
And there's
different
no charge and no membership for that.
For
I
the
go
cafe area, it's
coffee.
Open to the public.
Right. Meet girls, the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, but if you come there too often, we're going to wonder why you're not doing a membership.
Okay, so you'll try to work on me a little bit.
You know, we're going to say, okay, one strike, two strike. So the memberships range anything from a gold membership to a platinum group. And there is a value to the platinum membership because if you're a platinum member, you get, you're able to go to any of the alliance.
Oh, the other kind of business clubs around town?
Business clubs, and you don't have to be a member, but you can go in there. Have lunch.
And have privileges.
Have privileges.
Access to the helipad, the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, we got a helicopter that'll fly you over.
That's very nice of you. Now, so what's the lowest price membership?
$119.
And then that gives me access to some of the private rooms, and then what else?
You get points, and the point system allows you to use the rooms.
And Aaron, what is your role there, other than making Yvonne look good?
Well, I work, oh gosh, there's a lot. It's hard to describe. But I work a lot with the members and with the guest experience. So members and non-members alike, really just anybody that walks in the door, making sure they're taken care of, things like that. Also taking people on tours and informing them of the membership benefits. And, you know, like Yvonne was just explaining our membership, the way it works and how it's on a point system. Anybody can rent the rooms. We have a non-member rate. You can just rent the rooms on an hourly basis, or you can rent the rooms as a member. So because of that, I work with everyone, guests, non-member guests, and members.
The rates by being a member is going to give them
a better rate.
Definitely.
Yeah, better rate.
It's discounted.
This kind of thing, I mean, there ought to be one of these things in every town. I mean, because, I mean, there's so many people that are transitioning between careers, or they're entrepreneurs and they don't really have the cash flow to have the big Jim Jammy office yet. I mean, this seems like it fills a real need to me.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place. You really need to come visit.
What do you think, Shane?
I can do their food. Yeah, I was thinking about their wraps and coffee.
Yeah.
We can just combine.
And that noodle bowl.
You should let Shane take over your restaurant. You don't want to be in a restaurant business. Mm-hmm. Let it be Shane's restaurant, and then you guys do what you do.
Yeah.
See there?
Exactly.
You see? I mean, we just make partnerships happen every. That's what we do, Lee.
Yes.
This is our thing.
That's a great idea. I think it would work.
So now you guys also do periodically events and parties and things like that, and networking meetings.
We do networking meetings. We do. We do sweet 16 birthday parties. We can do bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. We could just do anything. In fact, we had a bat mitzvah there not so long ago. It was a really fun evening.
So you do event things in the evening and business stuff during the day?
Business in the day, events in the evening or weekends.
Cool.
Okay, I'm about to bust, and I had a good one
for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Talk to us.
It's like the mullet of business.
I'm about to bust over here. I got to tell people. Can we just let the cat out of the bag?
You can.
Okay. We are going to embed. I want the listeners to know. I'm going on record today. We are going to embed a studio at Rome Atlanta because this is going to put us in a situation where we get to interview just the entrepreneurs, the people that are really getting something done out there.
That's right. There's going to be a Business Radio X studio at Rome permanently there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be there 24/7, right. Dedicated space. And
yeah,
I mean,
it's not going to be the remote thing we're going to do with Shane.
No,
this
that's
a permanent thing.
Yeah, this
I don't know if
deal.
He's ready.
No wonder you wanted a food truck. I had to go to you guys.
Exactly.
But we're going to get Shane in. Shane's going to run the restaurant. We're changing the whole face of this thing.
I want to put a studio in Shane's restaurant, top floor.
Now, that could be cool. That's right.
I don't know about that yet.
Let's work on that.
You see
one
how
step
that
works
at with stats.
But they have sports talk. Nobody's interested in that.
Yeah, nobody
just
cares about
still,
that.
There's still a station.
But we did have that. The guy that we had on the show, doesn't he own that thing? We have restaurant people in here all the time.
We
need to have a restaurant show, just a whole separate restaurant show. Anyway, back to what I want to talk about is we're embedding a studio. We're going to be there at Rome Atlanta from, a couple of weeks from then forward.
Right.
And we're going to have business people, entrepreneurs, executives from some of the companies that come and do the that shop. Then we're going to have them in the studio. We're going to talk to them, learn about their businesses. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And we're excited.
You look excited.
Yeah, I'm jumping up and down.
You should see Aaron. Can't stop talking about it.
No. Well, I've never done radio before, so I'm just
it's
a little quiet
to
over here. But I am very excited about that. I think that's something that'll be really great and awesome to have some of our members on there because some of our members and their businesses are just
interesting,
doing really cool things. Very interesting.
That's it. That's what we do here.
And so you guys will probably host a show or two. I mean, Rome will be one of the shows, you know. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. They got to come up with their own show.
That's right.
Well, they'll have to audition for a show.
Oh, yeah. We can't just let you have a show.
Let somebody just.
But we can have auditions. Exactly. But that's going to be fun stuff.
Meet us at Rome.
That's good. Was that your American accent? That sounded like a fake American accent.
Well, you know, I can walk the dog in the park.
I don't know what that was. We'll say that was American.
So you can't transfer right now, to my knowledge, from any Rome-like thing to where you are now. Give us a little bit of background. How did you find yourself in this line of work? Have you been doing this similar work most of your career or what?
Yes, I was in the executive suite industry for a very long time and loved it.
So you were a manager?
I was a manager.
General manager.
One time had three locations that I was responsible for, and I loved it. I think the really exciting thing for me is I went to visit Rome in May of last year, And I was just blown away when I walked through the door. I said, wow, why didn't I come up with this really great idea?
Because there are some similarities between the executive suite and Rome.
There are. And, you know, for me, I really like helping people. So this is really a great opportunity for me because people, you know, we're living in difficult times and people don't have a lot of money. And this allows them to have their business and in a professional environment and have everything that they need for their business. And, you know, when they grow and business gets bigger for them, then they can move to the next level. And that's what's exciting to me because I have relationships with people that are in the executive suite industry and I can refer them to the next step. So I love it.
But, I mean, Rome is everything that the coffee shop and the executive suite is not and wants to be. I mean, I just love this place. And where are you going to find a coffee shop or an executive suite that's got someone like Aaron that's dedicated to the customer experience? I mean, how often do you even hear people talk about, hey, my job is crafting and, you know, the customer experience? That, to me, that rocks.
Well, you know, it doesn't happen, and I'll tell you why. Because in an executive suite, the clients stay in their offices and they keep their doors shut. So how can they ever meet anybody? But at Rome, I mean, it's unbelievable. The networking, it's just fantastic.
But my suspicion is you can't really understand it just hearing. You got to go out there and experience this thing. You got to go out there and have a cup of coffee with Aaron or Yvonne and just walk it through and experience it, don't you think?
Yeah, where is it at?
Rome is at 5815 Wynwood Parkway. That's in Alpharetta. And if you want to
That's a one-night hotel stay for you. Shane, I'm sure coming out here to Sandy Springs was a...
It's not too far.
I got a great relationship.
It cost me 50 cents.
We could put you up in a hotel.
We could do that. I thought the toll was over, by the way.
Yeah, no. They don't. It's never over.
Yeah, that's all politics.
So it's in Alpharetta off of Wynwood Parkway, and you guys are open business hours, right? What time's open?
We are open from 7 to 9 at night.
Oh, wow.
So Monday through Friday, and if anybody is planning a meeting or an event on the weekend,
so you're
we will
flexible
open.
For that, too.
We are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for coming down.
Wait,
and
is there a website? Is there a website?
Yes. They can. You can go online at romeatlanta.com.
And that's R-O-A-M.
R-O-A-M.
Not the city.
Yeah,
no,
not,
right.
Yeah, not way out in Rome, Georgia. Although right. You should probably have a Rome in Rome.
Maybe
at some point.
Well, we're Romers, so.
That's right. Rome.
There
Rome,
you go.
There you go.
Well, thanks for coming down and visiting. We are, seriously, Lee and I and the whole Business Radio X staff, we're tickled to death to come out there and have a studio out there. So we'll be looking forward to that and interviewing your members and their guests and their colleagues. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about Rome a lot more going forward.
Thank you so much for having us. And we're really excited about having you all
at
Rome.
Yeah, thank you. We cool. Can't wait.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you next time.